Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Amen. John 4:24 reminds us of this. God is spirit, and those who worship the Lord must worship in spirit and in truth. Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us lift our voices together this afternoon to sing our first hymn, number 30, A Mighty Fortress is Our God.
In our comings and goings, God beckons us. In the midst of our anxiety and worry, God summons us. And in the heart of our lives, God calls us. Knowing that we live our lives imperfectly and that we are flawed, God invites us to confess. For in confession, we hear again the promise of God's mercy and God's grace. Join me as we pray together the prayer of confession as printed in your bulletin insert. O God, you are the great interrupter. In the midst of our hectic lives and at the busiest of times, you call us to be prophetic witnesses. Forgive us then when we fail to respond, for we would rather not accept the cost of discipleship, only its joy. You call us to come and follow, but we prefer leaving that job to others, following the crowd, making the world's priorities ours, and delaying your will until tomorrow. But you, O God, point us elsewhere, to places we would sooner avoid, guiding our feet, urging us on, giving us the words you would have us speak. Long ago, faith-filled women insistently proclaimed the good news of your resurrection, and the world changed forever. Teach us then to keep faith with their witness, that ours may be as bold, our love as deep, and our faith as true. Shine upon us that we, like those you called so long ago, may again follow as audacious messengers of your word, responding with an unqualified, "Here am I, Lord, send me." Amen. Hear these words of assurance. Where once there was a gray dawn, God's grace coaxes us to sing springtime alleluias. As the stone rolled away from an empty tomb, so our risen Lord rolls away the bindings of yesterday. An eternal seed has been sown, and within it there is a tree of life, and where there is life, there is hope. For Christ, the man from heaven, forever has set us free, and together we stand with the courage of the one who insisted through death on a cross that not even the most powerful rulers on earth hold our eternal destiny in their hands, because we are a forgiven people. We are an Easter people. We are secure in Christ, whose reign is just, whose power is endless, and whose love is unfathomable. People of God, in Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Hear this, believe this, and in your hearing and believing, know God's peace. And now hear the commands of God from the Gospel of Matthew. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that Jesus answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the greatest of all?" And Jesus answered him, "The greatest commandment is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these, for on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." People of God, believe this gospel and go forth to live in peace.
Let us pray. Loving God, may your word speak to us. May we close out all distractions and focus our minds on you. It is in your name we pray. Amen. The gospel lesson for this afternoon is coming from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately, they left their nets and they followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called to them. And immediately they left the boat and their father, and they followed him. This is the word of God. Here we are at the beginning of a new chapter in the life of Hurley Reformed, and in the next chapter of Ministry for You, Bill. In this scripture passage from the Gospel of Matthew, we see the beginning of something else. The beginning for Peter and Andrew, James and John. They're being called by Jesus and they have no idea what kind of adventure is set before them. They're literally walking away from everything they know to follow Jesus Christ. These disciples that Jesus is calling have not been called on accident, for nothing with God is an accident. All four men are fishermen, and they're not just fishermen by trait. Instead, it is who they are. And in his commentary on the Gospel of Matthew, theologian William Barclay discusses six important traits that fishermen had. Now, these traits not only helped them to be good fishermen, but also to be good disciples of Christ. And for us, they're important for the ministry and the adventure we are all getting ready to set on. The first two of these traits are patience and perseverance. Now, for many of us, myself included, these can often be the hardest traits. Waiting is never easy. And most of us know that nothing happens in our timing. Instead, it happens in God's timing. There are going to be moments that we're going to want to give up. There are going to be moments that we want to throw in the towel. But we are called and we must keep going. Now, no doubt, there are going to be times on this new adventure we're on. But do not give up. And remember, both Jesus and the disciples had moments they wanted to quit too. Remember Jesus saying, "If it's your blessing, take this cup from me"? Yet they remained. They were patient. I'm sure Jesus had to be patient when the disciples asked all those questions, right? And they persevered. They persevered for the glory of God. Now, things that you desire may not happen overnight. They might not even happen in the first year of your ministry together. And some of them, much to your despair, will not happen at all. But press on. Remain in God and remember this important fact. This adventure is not about you. The next two traits are having an eye for the moment and fitting the bait to the fish. Ministry, right? Fitting the bait to the fish, right? Ministry takes discernment and flexibility. What worked in the past for this congregation may not work anymore with Bill as your minister. What worked for Bill in other congregations may not work here at Hurley Reformed. It's about learning each other, getting to know each other, doing ministry together, loving God together, trusting each other. We're not always going to get it right the first time, are we? Or the second time. Maybe not even the third time, but that's going to go right back to that perseverance that we just talked about. Just think about how many different ways Jesus ministered and approached people, right? We must know that there are different ministries and different approaches and forms of ministry that are needed to love the people here at Hurley Reformed and in our community. The two final traits that Barclay mentions are courage and keeping focus. Ministry takes courage. It's not for the fearful. Together, Bill, you and the church, you're going to put yourselves out there. You're going to enter into that trusting relationships, and you're going to go forward in ministry. Keep the courage and keep the faith. Keep the focus. Many things are going to come along the way and try to derail us all, right? There will be petty things and disagreements and distractions. But do not take your eyes off of God. This adventure is not about us. We're in this together, and I want you to remember the words of Micah 6:8. If you forget them, ask Bill. They're on his back. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Again, I'm going to repeat it. It's not about us. It's about walking with God just as the disciples walked with Jesus. Don't lose sight of that. Now, one final reflection on this passage, and a silly one, but that's who we are. I can't help but to think of a popular PBS show in our house, a kids' PBS show, I must add. It's called The Cat in the Hat. This show is based on the Dr. Seuss character of the same name. The Cat in the Hat takes 2 6-year-olds out on adventures. Their names are Nick and Sally. They load into the Cat in the Hat's vehicle called the Thingamajigger, and they zoom away. They learn about different things like gravity and wind. And each time they load into a car and they sing the same little song. Now forgive me, I don't have a voice. Are you ready? Yes, we're ready. Are you steady? Yes, we are. Are you sure you're ready to explore? Yes, we are. Here we go, 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 on an adventure. The thingamajigger is up and away. Here we go, 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 on an adventure. We're flying with the Cat in the Hat today. So my question is this. Hurley Reformed Church, are you ready? Bill, are you ready? Because friends, here we go, 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 go on an adventure. It's not the Cat in the Hat that's taking us on the venture. It's the Holy Spirit. And may we go and we learn and we love and we focus on God. Let's pray. Lord of adventure, as this time together begins, may we seek your face continually. May we never lose patience, may we always persevere, and may we use discernment along the way. Thank you for all of the blessings that you have in store for us. May we never take them for granted as we do ministry in your name and in your name alone. Amen.
My friends and my brothers and sisters, we're here and we're gathered to celebrate this installation in this relationship. And so listen to these words. Beloved in the Lord, we have come to install a minister of word and sacrament in Christ's holy church. Christ alone is the source of all Christian ministry, through the ages calling men and women to serve. By the Holy Spirit, all who believed and are baptized receive a ministry to witness
to Jesus as Savior and Lord, and to love and serve the ones with whom they live and work. We are ambassadors for Christ, who reconciles and makes whole. We are salt of the earth. We are light of the world. Following his resurrection and ascension, Christ gave gifts to the church. These gifts were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry for building up the body of Christ. We stand within a tradition where God calls and empowers deacons, elders, and ministers of word and sacrament. As these three offices are united in Christ, so also in the church. One office is not separate from the others. The minister of word and sacrament does not serve without the elder, and neither without the deacon. Together, they enable the whole mission of the entire church. And so at this point, I'm going to invite Dennis to come forward to make the presentation.
The Hurley Reformed Church of the Reformed Church in America, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, has called the Reverend William Appleyard Peckish to be its pastor and teacher.
Thank you. And the Classis of the Mid-Hudson has approved the call to Reverend Appleyard Peckish to be pastor and teacher of this church. And so we invite you to come forward, William or Bill, as a sign that you accept this call. He came forward. The Classis has approved, right?
Yeah.
Ministers are called to build up Christ's church. They are to proclaim God's word, to declare forgiveness through Jesus Christ, to call publicly on the name of the Lord on behalf of the whole congregation, and to celebrate Christ's holy sacraments, baptizing and presiding at the Lord's Supper. They are to be pastors and teachers, sharing people's joys and sorrows, encouraging the faithful, recalling those who fall away, helping the sick and the dying. Bill, you are here to be received into this classis and installed as pastor and teacher of this congregation. So all may know you are both willing and able to accept this call in Christ Church. The classis asks you to reaffirm the vows you made at your ordination as a minister of word and sacrament. Do you confess together with us in the church throughout all ages your faith in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
Yes, truly, with all my heart.
Let us all stand with Bill confessing our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Jesus Christ, his
only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He ascended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Bill, do you believe in your heart that you are called by Christ's church and therefore by God to this ministry of word and sacrament?
Yes, truly, with all my heart.
Do you believe in the books of the Old and New Testaments to be the Word of God and the perfect doctrine of salvation, rejecting all contrary beliefs?
Yes, truly, with all my heart.
Will you proclaim the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, upholding the witness of Holy Scriptures against all schisms and heresies?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you be diligent in your study of Holy Scripture and in your use of the means of grace? Will you pray for God's people and lead them by your own example in faithful service and holy living?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you accept the church's order and governance, submitting to ecclesiastical discipline, should you become delinquent in either life or doctrine?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you be loyal to the witness and work of the Reformed Church in America, using all your abilities to further its Christian mission here and throughout the world?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
And will you strive to fulfill faithfully, diligently, and cheerfully all the duties of a minister of Christ, to preach the word of God in sincerity, to administer the sacraments in purity, and to maintain proper discipline in the household of God, and to shepherd the flock faithfully?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
So, Bill, I invite you to publicly declare your commitment to Christian ministry among us and invite the congregation to stand as Bill reads the form of declaration.
I, William Appleyard Peckage, am becoming a minister of Word and Sacrament, a Word of God, in the Reformed Church of America within the classes of Mid-Hudson, sincerely and gladly declare before God and with you that I believe the gospel of the grace of God in Jesus Christ, as revealed in the Holy Scriptures of the New and Old Testaments, and as expressed in the standards of the Reformed Church in America. I accept the Scriptures as the only rule of faith and life. I accept the standards as historic and faithful witnesses to the Word of God. I promise to walk in the Spirit of Christ in love and fellowship within the Church, seeking the things that make for unity, purity, and peace. I will submit myself to the counsel and admonition of the classes, always ready with gentleness and reverence to give an account of my understanding of the Christian faith. I will conduct the work of the Church in an orderly way and according to the liturgy and the book of church order. Trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ for our strength, I pledge my life to preach and teach the good news of salvation in Christ, to build up and equip the Church for mission in the world, to free the enslaved, to relieve the oppressed, to comfort the afflicted, and to walk humbly with God. I ask God and you, God's servants, to help me so that to live until that glorious day when with joy and gratitude we stand before our great God and King.
Bill, in the name of our Lord, welcome to the Mid-Hudson classes. We pledge our support, our affection, and prayers while you live and work among us as a servant and minister of the Word of God. Welcome. And at this point, congregation, you may be seated in classes. I will invite you to extend the right hand of fellowship and welcome.
So just as the classes has welcomed Bill into their classes, I also get the joy to welcome Bill into the Regional Synod. So just as, for those of you who don't know, Mid-Hudson belongs to a greater community of classes across downstate New York. So I'm here to represent another, let's see, if my math is right, about 112 other congregations outside of Mid-Hudson classes to welcome you into this place of ministry. And to know that should any of these people here fail to support you in any way, there's others across the synod. So, but I'll just add that this is one of the best and most loving classes in the RCA, I would debate. So on behalf of the Regional Synod of New York, welcome. And the next part. So that was one hat. This is another hat. Bill asked me a little while ago to deliver the charge to him. So that's the next part of this. So I'm here not to just say this as a staff of the Regional Synod, but more likely to say this as your brother in Christ and as a fellow colleague and friend. We go back to seminary together, so it's great to see you guys out here again. But the RCA is a small family, and if you don't know, I'm really good friends with Bill's older sister. When Bill asked me to deliver the charge, the brief counsel that is kind of allowed after the formal charge, I decided to ask your sister what she would say to you. So hopefully you hear Edie's voice in this, not just mine. So these are Edie's words. Bill, as your older, not bigger, sister, and a colleague in ministry, I offer to you the following advice, knowing that you are, as usual, under no obligation to listen to a word I have to say. Love your people well, and allow them to love you back. Remember that you are not an island or a silo. Let people help you carry your burdens. You don't have to do it all alone. Laugh and cry. Allow yourself to feel all your emotions. Live your story, all your story. In doing so, you will allow others the freedom to live their own stories. You and Sarah are two of the strongest, most resilient people I know. Keep being the strong partners and loving parents that you are. Remember, you have weathered the worst of storms, and you are more than capable and filled with more grace than you can imagine. If all else fails, blow it all up. I hope not literally. Go for a run, chop some wood, shave it all off, and pick up the pieces and start all over again. Finally, I would remind you of the prayer Grandpa had that reminds us of the difference between our expectations and God's provision. This is the prayer of an unknown Confederate soldier. I asked God for strength that I might achieve. I was made weak that I might learn humbly to obey. I asked for health that I might do greater things. I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praise of many. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing I asked for but everything I had hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. I am among all people most richly blessed. Bill, my brother, this is Edie. May God bless your ministry and your partnership with Hurley Reformed from now until God calls you on. Love, Edie. And now the more formal charge that we're all used to. Bill, beloved servant in Christ, be attentive to yourself and to all of your flock, given to your care by the Holy Spirit. Love Christ, feed his lambs, tend his sheep. Be an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Attend to reading, prayer, study, preaching, and teaching. Do not neglect the gift that is in you. Put these things into practice. Devote yourself to them so that all may see your progress. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Bill, guard what has been entrusted to you, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will win the crown of glory that never fades away. So now this hug doesn't just come from me, it comes from your sister as well.
Thank you. At this time, I invite all the members of the Hurley Reformed Church to rise and affirm their covenant with the minister whom God has given them. And as you are able, if you can answer the following questions with "We do." Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, do you receive in the name of the Lord this servant, Reverend William Appleyard Peckish, to be your pastor and teacher? Do you promise to receive with meekness and love the word of truth that he proclaims? Do you promise to honor his authority, welcome his pastoral care, and follow as he guides you in serving Jesus Christ, the only head of the church? Do you promise to encourage and pray for him, to labor together in obedience to the gospel for the honor of our Lord Jesus Christ, the unity, purity, and peace of the church, and the welfare of the whole world? Amen. And do you promise him such financial and personal support that he shall serve among you with joy and with, not with grief, as long as you covenant together? Amen. I'm going to invite you to be seated. And I'm going to invite Reverend Stickley to come forward.
In the liturgy of the Reformed Church, in red ink, very small writing, when it comes time to give the charges, there are these words: the person designated by the classis shall deliver the charge to the congregation. The charge which follows shall be read. Additional brief counsel, if authorized by the classis, may be made before it. By the fact that I'm up here, the classis have authorized me to do this, right? And so I will try to be brief. I tried to think of something that I could say to this congregation. And I kept coming back to the word pray. P-R-A-Y. And I said, they already do that. I get the prayer thing every month from the prayer chain, and I see the names of the people who are on there. And I know that this church is praying for people. But it kept coming back, so I said to myself, okay, take it apart, and this can be the charge to this congregation. I'm going to do it letter by letter. P, pray. Keep praying for your pastor, for his family, for the consistory, for the members of this congregation. and for others who need your intercessory prayers. For a long time in my office, there was a thing that hung on my wall. It was a needle print that was made by Sheila Reed, and it said this: prayer is the key to unlock every day, and prayer is the key to close that day. Pray for your families, pray for each other, and do what Paul calls us to do over and over again: pray without ceasing. You have a lot to pray for. You have a lot to pray for even in this congregation. And you have a role to play in the life of the entire church as you reach out through a thing called the power of prayer. R, respond. Respond to the new leadership that God has placed in your midst, being honest with him, being open with him, and seeking those things that you find together as you honor and serve God. You will not do it one apart from the other. You do it as a team. You will not do it as a congregation over against your minister. The minister is a part of the team. And this church has always been a team. You now have a new leader of that team. Incorporate him into the things that you do and allow him to be a part of the working of this church as it has done and been for a long, long time. A, activate your faith by the service that you give. What you give to the church is basically what you will receive from the church. If you do not become a part of the church and give to that church, you will receive nothing. We do not go to church on Sunday to receive. We go to church on Sunday to honor, to praise the God who has blessed us in so many and a multitude of ways. Every one of you has a specific role to play within the life of this congregation. Find that role, fulfill that role, and minister with Bill in the things that God sets before you in the realization of his will. Why? Yearn. Yearn for the working of God in your midst, for the new things that God has on your horizon. Do not look for that old plateau of comfort and stagnation, but look for what God has in store for you yet, as you live out your faith in relationship to the church and with your new pastor. Isaiah says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. The past is history. The future lies before you as a congregation. And I would say to you as a congregation, go for it! It's up to you. It is a team effort with this man and this woman, with this family. They are a part of your family. You are a part of theirs. And together, you will find the things that God will unfold in your life as a congregation, as an individual, and as a person who seeks to serve God in this place. Let me pray with you. Let us pray. Lord God, make this church and this congregation a people who pray by the very nature of their service to you and their new pastor, and also to each other as they seek to spread the good news to a world that longs for something good. Give them hope and promise in all that they do and in all that they are, so that they may bring glory to you. For we ask it in the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Now what I have to do is a part of the liturgy. Beloved people of God, receive with joy your minister in the Lord. Remember, God speaks to you through him. Receive the word which he shall preach to you, as it is in truth the word of God. Respect those who labor among you. Esteem them highly in love because of their work. And let those who preach the gospel of peace bring good news and announce the salvation to be beautiful and pleasant to you. May God continue to bless you as a congregation in all the years that God has given this church the ability to serve God. That doesn't change now. It only is enhanced with a new leader, with a new vision, and with a new purpose in the lives of all of you in this congregation. God bless you.
Thank you for those words. In the name and by the authority of the classes of Mid-Hudson, I now declare that the pastoral relationship between the Reverend William Appleyard Peckish and the Hurley Reformed Church is fully constituted, and that the Reverend William Appleyard Peckish is a duly installed pastor and teacher of this church. And for that we can say, thanks be to God. Amen and amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-loving God, you taught us to pray for ourselves and for others, and to give thanks for all of life. May every grace of ministry rest on William. Keep him strong and faithful. May he herald the joy of your kingdom, serving rather than being served. Give your grace to this congregation. Strengthen them as they labor together. Preserve them in peace. Enlighten them through your word. Inspire your whole church with your spirit of power, unity, and peace. Grant that all who trust you may live together in love. Lead all nations in the way of justice. Direct those who govern that they may be fair, maintain order, support those in need, and defend the oppressed, that the world may know true peace. Give grace to all who proclaim the gospel through word and sacrament and deeds of mercy, that by teaching and example, others may come to live for you. Comfort and deliver, O Lord, all who are in trouble, sorrow, poverty, sickness, grief. Heal them in body, mind, spirit, or circumstance, working in them by your grace wonders beyond their dreams and hopes, through Jesus Christ our Savior, who taught us to pray, Our Father in heaven, thy will be thy name, your kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Amen.
forth in love and the knowledge that wherever we are in God's wide world, whatever happens, be it good or ill, one thing always rings true, that Jesus is Lord. May you go in grace and peace to love and serve Him. Amen.